Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/CourseMastery. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 34, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lesson 34 is, I could see peace instead of this. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I could see peace instead of this. The idea for today begins to describe the conditions that prevail in the other way of seeing. Peace of mind is clearly an internal matter. It must begin with your own thoughts and then extend outward. It is from your peace of mind that a peaceful perception of the world arises.
Three longer practice periods are required for today's exercises. One in the morning and one in the evening are advised, with an additional one to be undertaken at any time in between which seems most conducive to readiness. All applications should be done with your eyes closed. It is your inner world to which the application of today's idea should be made.
Some 5 minutes of mind searching are required for each of the longer practice periods. Search your mind for fear thoughts, anxiety-provoking situations, offending personalities or events, or anything else about which you are harboring unloving thoughts. Note them all casually, repeating the idea for today slowly as you watch them arise in your mind, and let each one go to be replaced by the next.
If you begin to experience difficulty in thinking of specific subjects, continue to repeat the idea to yourself in an unhurried manner, without applying it to anything in particular. Be sure, however, not to make any specific exclusions.
The shorter applications are to be frequent and made whenever you feel your peace of mind is threatened in any way. The purpose is to protect yourself from temptation throughout the day. If a specific form of temptation arises in your awareness, the exercise should take this form. I could see peace in this situation instead of what I now see in it.
If the inroads on your peace of mind take the form of more generalized adverse emotions, such as depression, anxiety, or worry, use the idea in its original form. If you need more than one application of today's idea to help you change your mind in any specific context, try to take several minutes and devote them to repeating the idea until you feel some sense of relief. It will help you if you tell yourself specifically, I can replace my feelings of depression, anxiety, or worry, or my thoughts about the situation, personality, or event with peace.
I could see peace instead of this, and so it is. Let's join together again for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. I think ultimately we come to realize that this entire spiritual journey and all of the conversation about it, the trappings and the the medicinals and the different strategies that we use to say, oh, this is a spiritual pathway, this is spiritual, this is not spiritual, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't matter, I think, what any of the external devices are. And yes, I mean, they're fine. I mean, I remember when I first started meditating, I had no clue about A Course in Miracles. This goes back some 25 years ago. But I would stare at, I would light a candle and just stare at the candle until my eyes would water, not blinking, thinking that this is meditation. This is, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I remember I'd be sitting in my meditation chair and the refrigerator would start up and I would get pissed off because of the sound of the refrigerator was disturbing my peace.
Yeah.
And eventually I thought, well, I used to do work around loud machinery and I had earplugs available. So I started using earplugs to block out all of the external sound. And then I had to sit a particular way and face a particular direction. And then, oh, I had to have incense. Oh, I got to have incense. And then I needed light music playing in the background. It just was using all of my ego mind was using all of these tools to help me distract myself from my very thinking. But it was my very thinking that was the distraction, not those things. None of those things. So it took me years to just get comfortable meditating. But eventually I found that all I needed to do was to be comfortable, to be in a place where I wouldn't be disturbed unnecessarily or unexpectedly. And it was okay to wear my earplugs if I needed to just be more conscious of my inner thoughts. It helped me to, and still does today, to, you know, just to not be distracted and to watch those inner thoughts. But it was the watchful inner work that was the only thing that was really important. It was that was what helped me to grow in my spiritual awakening, in my spiritual understanding. But I needed, and everybody's journey is different. Everyone's journey is uniquely divined and defined by them and is uniquely for them. So if you're listening to this discussion, whatever you've been trying to do and doing, successfully, or you don't believe you've been doing successfully, it doesn't matter. Just keep it up, because eventually Spirit will guide and lead you to the point where you can begin to really relax, not be so serious, and realize all that's necessary is in this exact moment, regardless of what's going on, but eyes opened or closed, ears opened or closed, or anything else that's going on in the environment, is to be able to take a good deep breath, come to center and be in this present moment, to be aware in this now moment. These lessons are helping us to practice that very thing for 5 minutes, to just be aware, to be mindful, to realize that this is an inside job. There is nothing outside of us that's causing our discomfort. Nothing. That's impossible. The only thing that's causing any discomfort or joy for that matter is our state of being, our internal awareness of the external world it sets the tone, the frequency, the vibration with which we conduct ourselves, with which the way we be, and who are we being in this present moment. If you're listening to my voice and you're studying these lessons, it is my knowing that you're finding more peace in your life. These lessons are healing. This education, this teaching, this unlearning is absolutely joyful and healing and peaceful. We can choose differently. We can see peace instead of whatever we think is disturbing our peace, because nothing is disturbing our peace except our own thinking about what we think is disturbing our peace. So let go of the thoughts of judgment. Let go of the thoughts of knowing what is, judging what is, and withholding your awareness and presence of this moment. Allow it to settle quietly into the background, that thinking, noisy, calamitous self, and know that you are loved. I could see peace instead of this.
Wow. That's beautiful. I was going to say, that's beautiful, babe. That's just beautiful. I'm feeling that peace in this moment. And, but I'm also having this, this remembrance of the personality self, the ego self, how that aspect of me, when it's having full sway with my consciousness, that it will wiggle out of the now moment in any way it can. You know, it will hear that noise. Today for me, it was the dryer. I could hear the dryer, and that like kind of hooked me into distraction from just sitting peacefully. And, you know, I could see it differently as, you know, just a hum and a lull rather than a distraction, you know. But, and because of the meaning I was giving it and the things that I needed to do with the things that were in the dryer and the timing with which they needed to be folded so they wouldn't be wrinkled, it like totally hooked me into the doingness. And really what we're dislodging is the planning, the defenses, and the meaning that we have laid on everything. And how really none of it matters except this peace. Anytime I sit and do an exercise of following the thread of desire by asking what would I love in a situation, beyond all the surface, beyond all the specifics, beyond all of the manifestations that I might think that I would love and desire, beneath all of that, as I keep asking, what would I love? I always end up with peace. What my true heart's desire is for peace. And we, in 34 days, are, you know, reaching the pathway. We're decluttering, we're removing the debris, and we are opening to the possibility that no matter what is going on around us, and even within us emotionally, that we can see peace instead of how we have lasered in to the meaning that we've given people, places, things, emotions, etc. I was thinking of, now it's really funny I would have this thought because like I'm totally not mechanical and I totally don't like these scenes in movies where there are fighter pilots and like I kind of, you know, don't enjoy that and it kind of, I find annoying. But they're fighter pilots and the guy who's got the missile or the gunner guy, you know, he lasers in on his target and no matter what that target does, I mean, that target's just trying to get out of that laser. And that's how this person's ego can be, that I laser in on a way of seeing something. And I am so certain and so convinced in that laser and I might try to wiggle out of that. But sometimes it can capture me. And I so firmly believe that this is the way it is, that there's anxiety and depression and fearfulness and death, sin, sickness, and death, that that's what I'm seeing all around me. In this lesson, I could see peace instead of this. Creates again, and we talked about this the other day, that wedge within my current thinking patterns. It creates a little wedge of doubt, which in this case, this doubt is appropriate. And in that little wedging, there can be this shard of light. And if I can focus on that light and I can begin to allow another possibility for my life, another possibility for how I choose, and I am the chooser. And when I'm lasered in, man, it doesn't feel like I'm the chooser. It feels like, you know, the certainty of that position is all that there is. And so, you know, these lessons are creating that wedge of kind of a chink in the armor of the ego defenses so that it can begin to crack open. And cracking open can feel super uncomfortable. And yet, you know, we have each other, we have these lessons, we have Holy Spirit that is with us, and we are okay. And I can allow this, I could see peace instead of this statement to be, and begin to create a spaciousness and a light around my laser focus in ego mind and fear. And for me, and I'll just say, you know, I'm a person who has struggled with depression and anxiety and worry. And, you know, I can attest, and if anybody listening is somebody who experiences that or falls into that, I can say that there is another way, and that that peace can wash over us and is available, and that we can see peace instead of what we are currently experiencing and seeing. So again, we're continuing on the Declaration of Independence and Freedom with these lessons. I could see peace instead of this, and it is absolutely my choice and nobody else's. And it is an inside job, and it must begin with me. I can see and could see peace instead of this.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us today. God bless you. We love you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.